Hey there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. In our last episode, we just heard from Tracy McCubbin all about decluttering our lives, seeing through the mess, and creating a vision for how we want our home to feel and look. And that is a statement I come back to often. How do I want to feel? I've noticed when I'm out in nature, sitting under a tree or looking at a beautiful landscape, I feel very calm and grounded, and oh, that feels so good. And sometimes, in contrast, when I'm in my home and my six kids have been in the kitchen, yikes, it can look like a tornado with the cupboards hanging open and Cheerios spilled all over the floor, crunching under your feet, and dishes lining the counters. There's no space to work or clean or cook or anything. And that feels overwhelming. So I contrast the two often and think peace or overwhelm. And that's why, to me, decluttering is pleasurable. Now, you might hear that phrase, decluttering equals pleasure, and think, oh, please, that's crazy. Decluttering is hard, and I don't know what to throw out, and I don't know what to keep, and I have so much stuff, I don't even know where to start. Well, that's the fun of it. I like to break it down and just pick one small area and think of it in terms of how I want to feel when I'm doing the thing that I do in that area. For example, in our bedroom, next to the bed, there is a chair and a little table with some of my favorite books on it. And I like to sit there and read and start my day and journal. So I think about, how do I want to feel in that space? And if the book stack is getting too high, then I realize, okay, I need to let some of it go. I'm always aiming to create a certain feeling. So if we stop looking at decluttering as this giant to-do list, and I've got to manage the stuff, but look at the individual spaces where we do things, where we do activities, and ask yourself, how do I want to feel when I am in that particular little space? You start to create a vision, like Tracy talked about in the last episode, a vision for how you want to feel, how you want it to look. And then you start to gain control of the whole situation. So that is my challenge for you today, to take each space in your home one by one, work on one small thing, and just start to create a feeling in that space. Imagine that space in a bubble and that it feels the way you want it to feel. Always letting go of the things that don't generate that feeling. And slowly, but surely, you start to declutter. Now, I'm going to add a little story to this topic. I might be a little bit abnormal. Okay, I'm way abnormal. When I was 5 years old, I used to take everything from my bedroom and pile it on the bed in the middle of the room. And then I would dust everything and carefully put it back. And I didn't know this was abnormal until I had friends and we were in high school and I started to see how they kept their rooms. So perhaps organization and decluttering is one of my superpowers. In fact, I know it is, because when I've asked people my superpowers, they always mention my organization ability first. I don't know if I'm proud of that. I mean, it's great, but I would much rather be a people person. And that's why I like this approach of focusing on how you want to feel in the space. What is the purpose of the space? What do I want to do in my home? Just like Tracy said in the episode, in the previous episode, our home is a tool that helps us feel the way we want to feel. It's not a storage locker. It's not a trophy case. It is a tool to help us feel the way we want to feel. And as we approach things that way, then suddenly that space in the bedroom where I read can become a space where my daughter sits in my lap and we cuddle together because the chair isn't covered by clutter. Or maybe that table in the office is clutter-free so we can quickly and easily get out a board game because we love family board game time. Or having that meal in the kitchen. Just creating spaces that help you feel the way you want to feel and have the experiences with your loved ones that are the most important of all. And that is my happy bit for you today. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be back next time talking with Ali Casaza all about intentional simplicity. We're going to go even deeper on this topic of simplifying and minimizing. And I cannot wait. Because together we are making our lives and our homes feel more vibrant and happy. And that's a good thing. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.